Mad Marv's Notebook for August 18th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Today's a Sunday. It's kind of a long day. Got a haircut today because with Dragon Con coming up and how hot I expect Atlanta to be, nowadays I always try and get a haircut at least a week or two before the convention, so it's not quite so bad when you're waiting in line and the sun on you, or even just crossing the street from hotel to hotel. It's really hot on the outside, even at night. So try and cool off as much as I can, get a haircut, so it doesn't make my head any sweatier than it will naturally be. And let's see, then I had another mentoring session with the new Toastmaster this afternoon. She's going to give her icebreaker speech next week when I'm gone. So going to miss that, but I think she's on a good start. She's writing out their whole speech and cutting it down as I'm advising her to. The trick to speech writing is that the normal human pace, or at least the English speaking pace, is about 100 to 125 words per minute. And if you know your speaking time, your allotted speaking time, you just multiply that 100 to 125 words by the number of minutes you're speaking, and that's how long your speech should be. And then you target the high end of your time limit, and then cut it down so that your actual speech should be in the middle of your time range. So she's supposed to give a 4 to 6 minute speech, so target of 5 minutes. I told her write about 750 words and cut it down as you see fit to meet your range. And she's a wordy kind of writer right now, very high educated. But she speaks like everybody else, so there's a little disconnect in that. When you try and read like a term paper as a speech, it sounds different than coming off as a normal conversation. There's an adjustment to be made when you're writing specifically for something to be spoken aloud versus writing a report to be read. So she's doing very well though. And let's see. Oh yeah, I had a bit of a gear acquisition syndrome yesterday or the other day. There's this Kickstarter project for this lens. I forget the exact name, but it's supposed to be one of the replica, or at least an updated version of this famous lens that came out in the 1840s that kind of revolutionized photography, in that it made things cheaper and much more accessible for their time frame anyway. Thing is, it was going to be a $400 lens for basically a 85mm f2.2 lens that has a very nice bokeh, and it a very distinctive bokeh. I was more than tempted to buy it. I did sign up to back the project, but then this morning I decided to cancel it because I know it's not exactly a gimmick lens, but it is a kind of a niche lens that I really don't think I'm going to be using that much. And I already have an 85mm lens that I kind of like. So it's, I don't know. There's still another 3 or 4 days left on the Kickstarter. Oops, I'm back. I just paused it to look up that Kickstarter project. It's called the Petzval lens, originally made in the 1840s by Joseph Petzval. And it has a very distinctive bokeh, very pretty blurriness that's not like anything that's currently in production. But kind of want it, but I really know I shouldn't buy it. Would be a nice gift to have though, if you know you got another $400 laying around. Well, we'll see, but probably not. Anyway, that's what's been preoccupying my mind for the past day or so. Been wondering if I could justify it, buying another lens. Let's see, other than that, I made quite a bit of progress on that project that's due tomorrow. I think I have something that's going to be cut down for rendering. I don't know if I ever explained what this project was. It's a parking lot for an airport, and I'm just doing a 3D model of the finished design. And they want it to look nice, so I have to add in things like cars to fill up the parking lot, and I'm not sure what else we need to do. As a 3D model, a parking lot that's all at ground level is very flat and not very interesting. So trying to think of ways to make it look not boring. Running out of ideas after adding a whole bunch of cars. I hope nobody notices that I put a bunch of taxis next to a bunch of cop cars, and I don't know if I should make a chase scene in here just to spice things up for people who look really closely at it. But, well, that's where we stand today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.